Hey!
Hey!
Welcome to Modern Moms. This is episode 26.
Wow.
Yeah. We hope you guys are doing well.
Yes.
This week we talked about a lot of stuff. So we talked about back to school first.
Yep.
Then we got a little real for you guys. So just
got a little political.
Hunker down for that.
Modern Moms goes politics.
Modern Moms goes political. Hashtag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about the media. We talked about Trump. We talked about quote unquote conspiracy theories. So that was probably a good hour discussion.
Yeah. And honestly, we just got started. But anyways.
We did.
Yeah.
Because we could just, I feel like I blacked out for a minute.
You did.
I probably honestly don't even know what we talked about.
I think I stepped out for a minute to go use the restroom.
Yeah.
And I could hear you. And I remember thinking, she is going. She's going.
I just blacked out. Because, I mean, you just
but it's okay.
A point where you're tired of it. Oh, like, I'm just now thinking, like, we didn't even talk about the whole shopping thing.
No.
With the boys and everything.
So, no.
Yeah. We have so much more to talk about. But we just kind of got into it a little today.
Yeah.
We hope it's a little different.
It
than
is.
Our other podcasts that we've done.
But it's okay.
But we hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, let us know how you feel about it. We're at Modern Moms Pod.
And check us out.
All right. We hope you enjoy.
Bye.
All right. So this is the first year that you and I have both had kids in, like, real school.
Yes.
So I feel like now we get to connect on a whole new level.
A whole new level.
Because every year we've talked about going back to school, you've always had to disclaimer it with, well, my daughter's in pre-K.
Right.
Or my daughter's, you know, just in daycare or whatever.
Yep.
Now you're like, no, we're in real life.
And how about
in a pandemic?
The worst year to start.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But bless the Lord, everything's been good.
Yeah, so far, Riley started kindergarten. What, she had like one day?
That her
she
first
went
week.
Just one week?
No.
I'm sorry. She had the first week, they just went one day.
Yes.
And then the second week of school, they started like full time 5 days a week, right?
Yes.
And she's doing all in-person learning.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
She's loving it. Now she has to wear a mask all day. They let them have mask breaks,
okay.
And what that means is, like, if everyone is sitting at their desk, and we did, like, a virtual Zoom with the teacher the other night, the parents did, so that was really awesome, kind of going over, like, it would almost be, like, the parents...
Like, the open house night
exactly.
Or curriculum night
but
or whatever they call
Zoom.
It.
But it was on Zoom, so, which was fine, so she was able to show us, like, all of the classroom. I mean, so we actually,
that's
like, the
so
first
cool.
time I've got to see it,
yeah.
Which was amazing, and I mean, everybody's spaced out, so
yeah.
She said how they do their mask breaks is if everyone is sitting down, they can have it off, but as soon as someone stands up, or they have to go out in the hallway, or whatever, put it back on. So, but she's doing really good with it. I'm very happy.
Has she complained about having to wear the mask?
No.
That's good.
No. In fact, I have to tell her when she gets in the vehicle when I pick her up, baby, you can take your mask off now. Like, you're in the truck. You
yeah.
don't have to wear it anymore. So, yes, this is her second full week. And I mean, it's been going great. You know,
awesome.
Of course they, you know, it's like every school, they're like, here, you need to do this and purchase this and do this and give to this.
Nickel
and
dime
yeah,
to get a desk.
Exactly. But I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as they're in school.
Hey, like our song says,
right.
You want it, you got it.
You want it, you got it. I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I've even messaged her teacher and said, if you ever need anything, please message me.
Do they have a room parent or anything?
I don't know.
She doesn't mention that yet.
I mean, they what do they need one for?
Yeah.
They can't really have any kind of...
We'll kind of get into this later.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a Zoom call. All I got was like the teacher did a slideshow and had her face. Like, I guess she recorded a thing while she went through it and had her face like in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Like a picture-in-picture type deal. And she asked about room parents, you know. And because I'm such a slacker, I should have asked. I did not respond until like 8 days after she sent the email because I didn't watch the video until like 7 days after she sent the email.
Oh my gosh.
But look, I mean, my kid's in third grade. Right. And this is my second kid. Yeah. So it's like, I got it.
Yes.
You know,
I get it. I mean, this is my first and only. Yeah. So.
Right. So you're right on it, of course. And you had the Zoom meeting. See, if it was like a scheduled time and day, I would have been there. But it was just like an email sent out, hey, watch this when you have time. And it was half an hour. Oh, yeah, so it took me a week to get around to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so by the time I got back to her and said, I can help be a room parent if you want, which is, this is the only time I've offered to do that.
Yeah.
Because this year, the room parent just has to, like, compile the directory from the parents, ask for money for parties and stuff, and then they would just have to get the stuff for the parties and drop them off at the school, because as of right now, you can't go in the school. So I'm like, oh, I could actually do that. Because always in the past, it's kept me back because I can't be at the school on a Wednesday at 10 o'clock because I have work, you know? But I can surely drop stuff off on my way to work.
Here's the thing.
So anyway, but she responded to me and said, I've already had someone. See, and I'm like, okay.
Here's the thing with Bartlett, though. I don't think you're allowed to take stuff, like, for parties.
Really?
Like, at least I haven't heard anything. Like, for her birthday, like, birthday parties.
Oh, well, you can't
stuff.
Do birthday drop-offs.
Okay, well, so
but
maybe that's what it is.
But they'll have school parties.
Okay, okay.
They'll have, like, you
well,
know.
Well, maybe I need to message her about that because I didn't
They'll probably in kindergarten they have a ton of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I need to message her about that because I didn't even think about that, you know. Like, of course, this is my first year, so and at Harding, we were always there in person,
right?
So, you know, they
but you emailed her and asked if you could help to let you know, right?
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
sure
but I mean, that was just if you need, like, any kind of hand sanitizer, clean, like, whatever you need, just, you know.
I see. Wish list items.
Exactly. Okay. You know, like, if you run out of anything and you, whatever it is, you know, so. Maybe I need to ask her about that.
Yeah, ask her if she's got a room parent.
But
yeah, I missed my shot on that one.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
I wrote her back and said, oh, well, no problem. If you need, I was like you. If you need anything, just let me know.
Let
I'm
me
here.
Know. Let me know.
Yeah. So anyway, other than that, so you had the curriculum night, which that's really cool. Like I said, we didn't have that. The only picture I've seen of the classroom was they sent one out, like, before school started. The teacher sent out, like, the doorway to her room.
Yeah,
and, like, what
we
the
got
room
one of those,
like.
Too.
But I haven't seen it since. I would love for her to send a picture of the kids in the class.
Yep. And I do love that she sends, I mean, how technology is today.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
I actually told Riley the other day, I said, I'm going to have more apps for your school-related functions on my phone
than I am
for my own pleasure. Like, everything has its own
app. I have a whole, like, blog.
Yeah.
I
bet I have 5 different apps.
You got
now.
The bus tracker and the
well,
grade
we don't have
checker.
That, but everything else we have.
Yeah.
So,
and the math app and the science app and the
no, we're not there yet. But
there's
still a lot of other.
Yeah.
It's
one
for
like their lunch
keep,
money. One
yes,
for their grades
yes, for
and
their
assignments.
Talk to teachers.
Yes.
Talk to parents. Talk to, want, you know, I mean, to where they can send pictures. And I do love that because she's very prompt. Like, when I message her, she's usually right on it, which I love. And I think that's just amazing because when I was growing up, that wasn't a thing, you know.
No, if it was like, if the teacher had to talk to the parent, it was like a phone call
right.
at night or a parent-teacher conference where you had to go up to the school, or if something was really bad wrong, they call you in the middle of the day.
Right then.
Which, that's what they still do, by the way. Whenever I see that phone number come up, that's the school, my heart drops. I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh, no. What is it?
What has he or she done?
Yeah.
Or not done.
So, yeah, exactly. So,
I love that. I forgot my backpack. You forgot your backpack to
your
school?
Your backpack.
Oh God!
So yes, I do love that.
Yeah, it's great.
So I'm able to keep in contact. But so, how has everything been going with you? Like, you got one.
Yeah.
Difference.
Yeah,
you got a difference here.
I have one in elementary and one in high school.
Yeah.
So one in third grade. Maddie goes every day to school, which is good.
Yep.
I love that. But she, like Riley, has to wear a mask all the time. And for the first couple weeks, she didn't really complain about it, but she did mention to me the other day that she has to do gym in her mask, which I think is, excuse my French, bullshit.
I think so, too. I do,
like,
too.
Like, running laps with her mask on.
No, I don't like that.
And I think that's asinine.
Yeah.
So that kind of irritated me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I have a hard time drawing blood with a mask on. Like, I start getting all...
I start, like, talking to my clients. And halfway through my conversation, I'm like, I have to take a breath.
Yeah.
I have to take a minute.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they will relax the guidelines a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially since this recent news that's come out that we'll talk about later.
Yep.
But other than that, she's doing relatively well. Every week, Lakeland Elementary has a system where every Tuesday, they have this thing called Tuesday folders. So every Tuesday, their graded papers come home and their conduct comes home. And, like, you have to initial their conduct that you've seen it. And then you have to, you know, just basically look at their graded papers. And if anything is, like, a D or an F, I believe, you have to sign it and return it.
Yeah.
And every week she's brought home just one D or F. And the teacher did say in her little slideshow, like, this may be the first year that your child gets a bad grade.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Like, we're just learning on stuff. And so the things that she has scored really low on, one of them was math.
Yeah.
Like a math quiz.
I feel like she's had problems last year in math.
She had a problem with math, and I tell you what she has a problem with, which this is another thing that irritates me, and stop me if I go too long about it. It's these little blocks that they keep using.
Yes, like, I don't know anything about that.
They have a name for them, but it's basically this Common Core stuff, okay? So, like, if it's 10, okay, instead of writing the number 10, they will have 10 little blocks in a row.
Yeah.
Right? And then if it's 100, it looks like a square and it's got 100 little blocks. And if it's 1,000, it has like a cube and it's got basically 1,000 little blocks. Mm. And they expect them to, like, add up the numbers and whatever and make whatever the number is. So this one that Maddie got wrong was all these blocks, and it was like the number was like 1,436, and she put 2,436.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, that sounds
difficult. Why don't you just write the number?
I mean, what happened to just 10
just
plus
1,000 plus 100 plus 10, like, So then the next paper she got a bad grade on was social studies. And, like, we had been practicing that, and we had gone over, and they were studying the continents and the oceans.
Yeah.
First of all, they're saying there's another ocean that's called the Southern Ocean. See, like, when you and I were in school,
I never heard anything about the
Southern. There were seven continents and there were four oceans.
Yes.
Okay, well, now there's five oceans and there's the Southern Ocean, so we had to learn that too. So we had practiced that, and I thought, well, why does she get a bad grade on that? Well, here's what these jokers did. So they had, like, a picture. They had four different pictures in, like, a square.
Yeah.
And they had Africa.
Okay.
In one box. And then they had the U.S. They had North America in the second box. Those are very two distinct countries, right? Well, then they had Asia and Australia in the bottom two boxes. Okay? But because they're all separate, and it wasn't just one map,
yeah,
it was like separated continents.
Yeah.
Asia looked as big as Australia.
Yeah.
And so really, unless you know
that
Asia's got all these little fingers down the bottom and Australia's got this little dip at the top.
Yeah.
You can confuse them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she did.
And you're in third grade.
Right.
Like, and that's exactly what she did. How would you be expected
to know that? She mixed them up. Right?
Yeah.
And so, and then it was a quiz with only like five questions. So when you miss two, you get a bad grade, you know? So that's what we ran into. But she doesn't seem too upset about it.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's upset about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how dare you? So yeah. She's doing relatively well.
Yeah.
Jackson, who's in ninth grade, he's on this like hybrid schedule. He goes to school 2 days a week and then he does virtual learning 3 days a week. And I gotta tell you, I'm not a fan of the virtual learning, because the way they're doing these high schoolers is like the teachers are just posting their assignments for them. And my son is doing them all in like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, I've been hearing that
while he's FaceTiming with his friends, mm-hmm. while he's doing this or that and the other. And it's not school. And they're not learning what they would be learning if they were in school.
Right.
Right. And then so they have these like virtual Mondays where every Monday they do these Zoom calls where they do get to, you know, interact with their teachers and do that. And that's great. But the problem is you have the whole school doing that. So yeah. Monday, every child is logging onto the internet, logging onto the Schoology app, logging onto the Zoom class. And so you're having network issues. Mm-hmm. You're having trouble connecting. And then I'm like, well, is he going to get counted absent because he wasn't able to connect, you know? And then my child is a 14-year-old boy. Happy 14th birthday, Jackson.
Just turned 14. Happy birthday.
Thinks he's grown.
Mm-hmm.
So my child is the type where if he has trouble connecting, he's like, oh, well, I'll just go, you know, sit on my phone until the next class starts. Right. And I'm like, no, you got to try again.
You got to keep trying.
But I'm not there because my husband and I are working, you know, so we can't monitor him 24/7. And it's just really tough.
Yeah.
And I just hope he's passing.
Yeah.
Like, they just sent out the like, usernames and passwords for us to be able to log in as parents and see, like, their assignments and stuff. And I haven't even, like, gotten to that yet because it's a whole thing. I have to set up an app. Like, you were talking about another app.
Another app.
And, you know, I have one kid in one school system and one kid in another school system.
Yeah,
because,
so that's frustrating.
The school system that I live in, we don't have a high school. So we have this agreement with a city that's right beside us. So I have one child in our hometown school system, and then I have another child in another district. Mm. And so I have two apps, you know, two different schools using two apps. And I think one app that they use is the same. But other than that, it's like for their lunch money and their fees and stuff, the apps are
different.
And yeah. So that I have to like make new accounts for all this stuff because I've had stuff in the Lakeland district, but I'm renewed to this new district.
Yeah.
So I have to like create all this new stuff. I haven't done that yet. And I think part of the reason I haven't done it is because I don't want to know.
I don't blame
you. I'm afraid to log on because I'm afraid I'm going to see all these zeros and, you know,
I mean, there's probably stuff he slacked on because he's a 14-year-old boy. This is freshman year. Like, this is his dream.
Yeah.
This is his
dream. He's home free.
Right.
He loves the new schedule.
Oh, yeah,
only
I'm sure
going
he
to
does.
School 2 days a week.
Sure he does.
And his father and I hate it.
Then think about all the kids that are just doing only virtual. They love that too.
Oh, I'm sure. Anyways. But anyway, so we got to cut it short because we got to go get one of the kiddos from school. Car Rider Line. But real quick, we're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not following us, you should be. We're at Modern Moms Pod.
Yeah.
I tweeted out a little Twitter the other day and just wanted to know how everybody was doing. And Joy Olson at JOlson1979 said their school district was waiting until the last minute to make the decision on whether they were going to be virtual or in school. They've been told, like, once they had a certain number of COVID cases that they would go all virtual. And apparently their health department has announced that number, but the school system hadn't announced it yet. So just have all these parents on pins and needles just waiting.
I remember being like that.
That's
before
terrible.
Before they announced it here.
And I told her that has to be so frustrating.
Yeah.
So, Joy, if you're listening, we hope you got an answer by now.
Yes.
And let us know how it's going.
Yes. And thank you for your tweet.
Yes. Thank you so much. We love our Twitter followers.
Yes.
And then we had a couple people just like our tweet. Who do we have here? Sharon Obazi. Obazi? Am I saying that right?
I think so. That looks right.
At SObazi03. And you want to say the other one?
No.
At my daughter Ellie is the other one that liked our tweet. So thanks, guys, for the love. And like I said, if you haven't followed us, do it.
Do it.
And let us know how your back-to-school journey is going.
Right.
If you've started yet. I think some people just started. There may be some that haven't started yet.
Yeah.
So let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Here we go.
I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the coronavirus news lately, but I saw something the other day that kind of caught my eye.
Yeah.
And it said, I saw people like hashtagging or tweeting 6%.
Yeah.
And so I started looking into it and it said, oh, only 6% of people who the CDC originally claimed
had died.
Died of COVID. Really just died of COVID. Like, they didn't have any other problems. They right. just died of COVID. So that made the number, I think, like 9,200 mm-hmm. instead of the, like, 150, 160,000 they had originally claimed, yeah. right? And I'm like, oh, that's crazy, but I believe it, you know? I work in the medical field. We've yeah. had maybe, I would say, 1% of our patients come down with it and none of them have died.
Right.
You know? So I'm seeing for myself that maybe this isn't as serious as they have led us to believe, right?
Which I must say, first of all, I've been telling you.
She has.
Since the beginning.
She has.
So I will say, I bet since about April, I've been telling you this.
Yeah.
But I've always just let you.
We just agreed to disagree.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And
but anyway,
you know what? Can I just side note that and that just say, why can't more people be like that?
I know.
Like,
that's what's wrong
with
the world.
We had very different opinions about it.
We
but
did.
We're still best freaking friends.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you even like quarantined yourself from me for 2 weeks when Stevie and Amber came back.
Yeah.
And it was for a week.
Yeah,
we didn't hang out that one Thursday, and then the next one we did.
Right,
I was like, everybody's fine.
Because I was watching the news.
I mean, exactly. We all were. Well, that time I wasn't. I was done with it. But yes. So anyways, go ahead.
So then, I can't remember if that was 2 days ago or 3 days ago. So I start looking into it more. And then all of a sudden I start to see, oh, it's debunked. It's
yeah.
debunked. It was false.
Immediately.
It was false.
Yep.
Never mind. Trump
mm-hmm.
tweeted it, so it's false.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, let me look into this.
Yeah.
So I go on the CDC website.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it broken down now. Here, let me go back to it. Y'all, we actually pulled out the laptop.
We did. We're real deal this time. Cause we want to make sure that what we talk about is true.
It's accurate.
Because
right.
yes, we don't want to talk about anything false or say anything false, especially with the world today.
Right. And up till like a month ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have said, well, they would never like lie to us. They would never tell us something that wasn't true. They're for us.
She finally got woke, y'all.
Woke up.
Finally woke up.
Woke up.
I knew she would come around eventually.
You know, and while I'm looking this up, can I tell you one of the things that woke me up was the news.
Yeah.
I started mm-hmm. to, you know, I'm watching the news a lot because of mm-hmm. all this COVID stuff going on. I'm watching the news a lot. And
yeah.
I start to realize, gosh, first of all these news stories sound the same.
Right.
Like, the literal same wording.
Mm-hmm.
And then, second of all, they don't have one good thing to say about our president.
Mm-mm.
Not one good thing.
Nope.
But then I see other news sources that are not mainstream news sources, and they're talking about how Trump has, you know, brought the economy back from the pandemic. How, you know, unemployment is turning around, and before the pandemic, it was the lowest it had been.
Mm-hmm.
And how he's done all these great things, but I don't hear about it in the
no.
news.
Nobody hears about that.
Not in the mainstream news.
No.
So I'm like, wow.
And that's what people watch.
They really are biased,
they
right?
They really are.
So then that was one of the things that woke me up. Okay, so here's the CDC website. Now they have all of the deaths broken down.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, in the United States, 171,787 deaths.
Yeah.
Okay. From involving COVID-19. Mm-hmm. 171. Deaths involving pneumonia with or without COVID.
Okay. That's
okay. So that's just pneumonia.
Yeah.
176,000.
Well, holy shit.
Okay. Deaths involving COVID and pneumonia, 76,415. All deaths involving influenza with or without COVID or pneumonia. With or without COVID. And then it says at the bottom, includes COVID or pneumonia. All deaths involving influenza with or without COVID or pneumonia, comma, includes COVID or pneumonia.
I don't understand
that. Doesn't make a lick of sense. And you see what the number is? Do you see what the number is?
Yep.
6,660. 666. Yep. Isn't that interesting? Deaths involving pneumonia, influenza, or COVID, 277,167. Okay? So, obviously, they've broken it down even farther than they had been.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not a mathematician. I'm not fixing to analyze all these numbers.
No.
But I can see where someone would get that number, the 9,200. You know, a lot of these people that are dying with coronavirus
had...
They're not dying from the coronavirus.
Hold on just a minute.
They're dying because they were obese.
Right.
They
diabetes,
had diabetes.
Cancer.
They had cancer.
Heart problems. Lung problems.
Exactly.
I mean, they've had things going on. It's not your typical... And it's not even about your age.
No.
Okay?
It's about
because
your immunity.
It's about your health.
And your health.
Exactly.
So the average healthy person...
Right.
...that has no comorbidities...
Right. Right. I said rice.
Rice.
Right.
Shouldn't be worried about
no.
it.
No. Why are we wearing damn masks?
Why are we forcing our children to wear masks?
Right.
When you've had like 0.01%.
I'm fixing to pull Riley out of gymnastics because, and put her in jiu-jitsu because when she goes to jiu-jitsu, she doesn't have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's complete physical contact. So why is a sport like that going on? And you got little
but
kids in
gymnastics.
Well, you can.
Without a mask.
But you have to wear a mask. And I totally disagree with that. Just like you talked about earlier when we talked about school. I do not agree with wearing a mask. I'm going to say something about that, side note, and say that the other morning when I drop Riley off for school, because she's so little, mm-hmm. she is still like in a car seat, okay? Like, you know, it's a front-facing car seat, but she's very small for her age.
Right.
So, I, like, have to pull over to this little side spot and get out and get her out, okay?
Right.
I tell her, baby, you don't have to put your mask on until you get close to the kids. Because there's no one around us. There's no reason why she should have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
From walking up the sidewalk. Now,
right.
when she starts getting close, that's fine. As soon as she, like, hit the sidewalk, I said, I love you, baby. Have a good day. There was a teacher over there that was like, mask, please.
Oh, my
mask,
gosh.
Please. Well, I don't like that.
No.
I don't. They're outside.
I mean, look, we just saw a lady outside by herself. With mm-hmm. her own child.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Outside.
Nobody y'all. Around her.
Nobody around
so,
her.
So, I mean, I'm all about schools being open, but I don't like the damn mask. Period.
Well, if anything, the adults need to be wearing the masks, right? The teachers, the staff,
right.
the administration.
Yes.
Have them wear masks.
Right.
But stop having these children wear masks.
Give because them. Because
it's been, now that studies have been shown, you know, now that we've had, what, 6 months of the coronavirus?
Right.
Studies have shown that children don't shed the virus like we do. So.
And here's the thing.
Stop making them suffer for it.
Give them, as soon as they walk in the classroom, be standing there, pump a hand sanitizer.
Right.
Boom. So that way immediately they're sanitized. As soon as they walk in there.
Right.
Bing, bang, boom. Right. Take their temperature.
Right.
Then take the
mask off. If they've got a cough,
send them home. I mean, I know. Yes. It's...
So, anyway, back to these numbers.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So, I go look at the news. Because all of a sudden, I can't find that article
it's
anymore.
It's debunked.
Yeah.
They've done... Took it off.
So, they've done, like, cleaned it off the internet. So, then I find this article, and it says, you know, Twitter has removed the tweet, and the post Trump highlighted says, this week the CDC quietly updated the COVID number.
They did.
They updated
quietly.
Their spreadsheet.
Yeah.
They didn't announce it.
They didn't announce it, though.
That only 6% of, at this time, the number was 153,504 deaths recorded actually died from COVID. That's 9,210 deaths. The other 94% had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses. Okay. They had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses, and the overwhelming majority were of very advanced age. And then the article goes on to say, but that's not what the CDC information says. What it says is, in weekly updates provided on the CDC's website, the agency includes information on additional conditions present in patients who died with COVID-19. These other illnesses or conditions found to be present in a patient are called comorbidities, what we talked about earlier. The agency also includes a chart detailing the number of patients with each additional condition. Side note, they didn't used to. For the week referenced in the claim, the CDC explained that the chart shows the types of health conditions and the contributing causes mentioned in conjunction with deaths involving coronavirus disease 2019. For 6% of the deaths, COVID was the only cause mentioned. That means that 6% of those who died with COVID-19 through August 15th didn't have any other reported conditions. So basically, they posted an article saying, no. The tweet that Trump sent out was not true, but it's actually true. I mean, their article completely contradicts what they're trying to say. They're trying to say the information is incorrect, but then they're actually saying in their explanation that he was right, that the tweet that he sent out was correct. And so, and this goes on and on and on. And then you go check Snopes, right? Because that's what everybody uses for debunking. And of course, it's false. The CDC quietly updated its COVID-19 mortality rate in the statistics in summer of 2020 to show only 6% of previously reported deaths were actually due to the coronavirus, while the remaining 94% died from pre-existing health conditions. Except they did. But Snopes says it's false, right? So that's what everybody goes to. Everybody goes to Snopes to debunk things. But what you don't understand and what you need to know is that Snopes is owned by the Clintons.
Yeah.
Right?
That. But yes, it's a crock of crap.
Jesse had to leave for a minute. So
sorry.
Basically what I did was finish reading the article, which said, no, the tweet that Trump sent out wasn't right, but it was.
It
like,
was
they
right.
Literally like went below and said, this is what the CDC website says. And it's literally what he said.
Here's my thing. Everybody hates on him because he tweets so much and he puts so much out there. He does that for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that way he can prove his point to be like, no, this is what I said. I tried to tell y'all, but you didn't listen.
Right. Right. So, yes, Snopes is owned by David and Barbara Mickelson.
Mm.
And, of course, I'm on Wikipedia, which probably isn't the best place.
No, let me look it up on my thing.
So let's see. I'm telling you, I don't remember how they're connected, but they're connected. They're connected to these elite people.
Yes. Connected.
That, I'm telling you, the more I research it, these people do not have our best interest at heart. Okay? These people have their best interest at heart. And their best interest is our money, population control, and total domination. And I know I sound crazy. I know I do. I sound like I have a tinfoil hat on right now.
No, you don't.
But the more I've looked into it, the more I believe it.
You used to, back maybe a year ago, you would have sounded like that. But now people are...
Do you remember Alex Jones coming out? And everybody thought he was that shit crazy.
Yes.
And now that all this Epstein stuff has come out and the Weinstein stuff has come out, they're like, oh, maybe he wasn't so crazy. When Corey Feldman came out 10 years ago and said Hollywood has a huge pedophilia problem, everyone chopped him up as just being crazy. He's just one of those crazy child stars. And now that all this stuff has come out, they're like, oh, right, maybe we should have listened to him.
Right. But now he's blocked from everything, I bet. Because now
people are listening. Well, I remember he was trying to get a documentary out, but he wanted... $4 million or something to make it, and I think it's kind of stalled since then.
Yeah,
so don't trust Snopes, okay? Don't go to Snopes for your info. In fact, don't go to Google.
No.
I keep
seeing George Soros's name pop up on everything.
Okay, so he's part of Snopes, right?
Yeah, he's
Soros is in he's the everything.
Yeah, he's
Dude's
part of everything.
Black Lives Matter. He's in Antifa. I'm telling you, he was part of the Vegas shooting. He was part of 9/11. He has bankrupted other countries, moved over here, and for some unknown reason, we have let him live here, and he's trying to do the same damn thing.
It says right here, Soros and DNC are Snoop's only client. Boom.
I believe it. So. And so, as I'm researching all this, it's all making sense, right? Why does everyone hate Trump? Why is the media so hell-bent on making us hate Trump, right? Why are they so... obviously biased. I mean, I am not...
obviously.
I am not a...
she's not.
I don't see shit.
She's not. Okay?
It has to be right in front of my face. We'll be driving and Crystal will be like, did you see that building they're building back there? No. Sure didn't. Did you see that Porsche going down the street? No. Sure didn't. I'm oblivious to that shit. So if I can see it, there's something wrong. You are so obviously biased to the left. It's ridiculous.
Because that's what they're owned by.
Right. So, right. And that's why they hate Trump.
Yeah.
Because the people that are lining their pockets, that are paying
doing all
their
these
salaries,
corrupt, awful things,
having all these parties, doing all this,
going to get
dark
their hair
shit,
done.
Going to get their hair done. When every other salon in the city's locked down.
At least in their state. Not
Trump
not everywhere.
Trump is not on their team.
No.
Okay? He cannot be bought.
Here's
he
the thing.
He is already well independently
right.
wealthy.
Trump said from the beginning, I don't need to be president.
Right.
He didn't need to be president. He had money. He had everything.
He's given away
his salary.
He
was probably less stressed not being president.
Oh, for sure.
He became president... because he knew what the country was fixing to be run by.
Right. Because he had seen it for 8 years with
right.
Obama, right?
Right. And before then, it's a
right.
cycle. It's
and
a
I'm
cycle.
Not right.
And, it's,
and I'm fixing to tell you,
and they're
Bush
all,
was in it too.
Oh, they're all in it.
It's
they
not
wanted
one
it
party.
To be. No, they wanted it to be.
A new world order.
Right. So their goal was to have Clinton. They wanted Hillary.
Hillary
in there.
Was the
she was
end
supposed
all,
to be in
all.
There.
She was supposed to come in
and
finish
boom.
It out.
That's right.
Finish it out.
And he messed it up. And they hate that.
And that is why they have spent 4 years
doing
trying to get him out of office.
How much money have they spent of y'all's, everybody's money on stupid shit.
On impeachment trials and investigations and
coronavirus and shutting the country down.
I was just telling my dad this yesterday. Don't you think if they had something to get him on, they would have got him by now?
Right.
Dude would have been got.
Right.
Y'all been looking for him for four years. Everybody
tries to call him a pedophile. No. What do you got? Because he took one picture with Epstein, which he didn't even like. Like, that's not enough. You can't tell me that that's enough right. to make him a pedophile.
I'm sure I'm in some pictures because with people I don't like right now. Because
he said he
wanted
to... He said he would grab a girl's pussy. I'm sorry. What He's guy doesn't say that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean... Everybody's had that kind of talk.
And look,
you know, that it's just.
I'm not defending his character.
No.
Look, I didn't hire him to. I didn't hire him. I didn't elect him to be my Sunday school teacher.
Right.
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 I didn't elect him to be my spirituality mentor.
Right.
I elected him because I knew he couldn't be bought.
Right.
I knew that he wanted.
He was real.
To change things and bring the government back. For the people.
Right.
And I knew that because of how wealthy he was and how long he's been in the industry, that he knew a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he had to have. He had to have in order for him to want to do that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that everything that he's perfect by no means. No.
Right.
But.
Far from it.
I believe that he knows what he's talked about.
Right.
And I cannot stand for Americans to talk about him. That's your president.
So disrespectful.
Like, period. Like, if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
I remember growing
that
up
you need
that
to go.
My parents always had respect for their president.
That's right.
Like, they may not have voted for him.
But it doesn't matter.
Or her or whoever.
And they might not agree with it.
Right. But he was their president.
Your president.
And they respected them.
My daughter asked me last night, out of the blue, blew my mind. I was so stunned. I didn't even text you and told you.
Yeah.
She asked me, why do you always listen to Trump? And that's exactly how she said it. I was like, I mean, for half a second I was stunned. And the first thing that I said was because he's the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. He's your president.
Mm-hmm.
And you no matter what, you should always listen to your president.
Exactly.
Period. It doesn't matter what you agree with or what you don't agree with.
Right. Unless he's telling me to do something that is a strictly against my religion.
Right.
If he's telling me to go out and murder people.
I'm not doing
that.
We're
going to have a problem.
Right.
Right. But, so I pulled up because everybody always likes to say, what has Trump done? You
right.
know, he's a racist and he hasn't
right.
done anything for this country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And I'll tell
Let's
you
see.
Why. You know why you always listen to Trump and why I always listen to Trump? Because that's where I want to get my news from.
Right.
Because I don't trust CNN. I don't trust all these other mm-hmm. magazines, Washington Post and New
no.
York Times. And look, let me just, I even screenshotted a few of these headlines just so you could see. What we're talking about here. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Washington Post. Trump Organization won't join World Health Organization linked effort to develop an equitably distribute a coronavirus. Okay, he won't join the World Health Organization because they're corrupt as hell.
Right.
All right.
He knows.
He don't mention
he's
that.
Always tried to tell you who's fake and who's not. Anyways.
Washington Post again.
Okay.
Opinion. These old quotes from Trump make his attacks on Biden look even more pathetic. Opinion. Washington Post. Trump boasts about a great economic record. Too bad it's Obama's.
It is not Obama's.
That is literally what it says.
That is literally what that says.
Mm-hmm. 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 And then I saw this today, and it made my blood boil.
I've seen people post that stuff before. Like, and that does. That gets me kind of
Washington
enraged.
Post. Perspective. No. The election will likely spark violence. and a constitutional crisis. In every scenario except a Biden landslide, our simulation ended catastrophically. And look at this picture. They've got Trump looking like a raging maniac. Our president.
So they're trying to say...
fists up, just enraged.
So they're trying to say that the world is going to go crazy if he's elected again.
If anything except a Biden landslide.
Landslide.
Can y'all not see they are trying to tell you what to do?
Right.
They think you are so dumb mm-hmm. that you are just going to see that and be like, oh, gotta vote for Biden.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because if I don't, then we're going to end. The world's going to end.
Here's my opinion. You're young. You don't see that.
Okay. Yeah, because you think they have your best interest at heart.
I don't want to call people dumb.
No.
Because that's what's hurt me the most about all this is so many people are just so fast to name call and just down people.
You're a racist.
I have been called lots of names. Like, stuff that, people that I don't even know on Facebook or on anything. Just because I simply expressed how I felt about something, I was called so many hurtful names. So, I don't want to say anything like that. But when you're young, you don't look into things the way you do when you get a little bit older. And that's what I don't like. Because I remember being in my 20s and hearing free healthcare, free college. Hell yeah. I want free. Did I realize where that money was going to come from? Because nothing in life is free. You're never going to get anything from the government for free. Period. It's not going to happen. So they say free. That's going to affect you. You just don't realize it.
The government doesn't have any money. America is trillions of dollars in debt.
Right.
Trillions of dollars in debt.
Right.
We have no money to give.
No. So... you hear that and you think that's great until you realize how much that's going to affect your taxes.
Right.
Or you want this socialism and this communism, and that's fine.
Right.
But if you want that, and this is what I have to break down.
And that's why the Democratic Party has people like Cardi B interviewing Joe Biden.
And y'all
out here talking about, I want free health care. Right. I want free education.
Right. Maybe she needs to break off some of her money and pay for that
shit. She's the multimillionaire.
Right.
She's also done another video where she was bitching about taxes.
Exactly. She don't realize she's about to go up to like 80%.
And bitching
like
about where her taxes
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I mean, come on
You
now.
Think you pay a lot of taxes now, right. honey. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, you want to pay for these.
And y'all know we are huge Cardi B fans. We even did a parody video of her song.
We love Cardi B. But do I think she needs to be dealing with politics? No.
But this is what I'm saying. They think, and I want to
because
reiterate
she has
this.
So many followers.
And I want to reiterate this. They think mm-hmm. we are dumb enough. Okay.
Right.
Please believe I did not say I think you're dumb.
No.
Okay.
We are dumb enough. As Americans.
They think the average American person is dumb enough to watch that video and go, oh, well, Cardi B's voting for Joe Biden. I like Cardi B. I should vote for Joe Biden.
Even though he didn't know a damn thing she was saying.
Oh, CNN says I should vote for Joe Biden or the world is going to end. I should vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
Okay, I have one more news article for you. This is the one that sent me over the edge here. This is from the New York Times. Ooh. So I'm switching it up from old WAPO. Fact check.
Oh, yeah.
President Trump took credit for the relative calm that has settled in Kenosha. It was the Wisconsin governor, not the president, who sent in the National Guard. Nor was the presence of the guardsmen the sole factor in tamping down the violence. And this was one day ago. Now, I'm going to read you a tweet from old Prez himself.
President Trump.
At Real Donald Trump.
Yep.
This is on August 25th.
Okay.
So over a week ago. Governor should call in the National Guard in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It is ready, willing, and more than able. End problem fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 3 days ago. If I didn't insist on having the National Guard activate and go into Kenosha, Wisconsin, there would be no Kenosha right now. Also, there would have been great death and injury. I want to thank the law enforcement and the National Guard. I will see you on Tuesday. And he went and visited. So boom. Tell me how you have a news article come out and say, oh, Trump's trying to take credit for this, but it wasn't him.
No.
Bro, he's sitting there telling them, I can't do it. Because if he does it, y'all, that's martial law.
Right.
He's got to send in the guns ablazing. And that's when the tanks roll in.
Then that's when all hell's going
to break. It's chaos. He was trying to avoid that. He is reaching out to them. I'm sure he had made phone calls to his office. I'm sure he had emailed.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's reaching out on Twitter saying, let me come into your city. Please. Let me activate the guard. I will clear this shit up for you. And you know what? They did. In like 3 days, it was done.
And this is the place where the guy recently just got shot, right?
Yes. Yeah. The one who was going into his vehicle.
Car. Yeah.
Well, God knows what.
Yeah. Probably for a gun. I mean, why else? No.
A knife.
I heard that he was going in there because he wanted to take his kids away. He wanted to drive his kids away.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just what I heard.
He had already been on the ground. Yeah. Wrestling with the officer.
Been tased and everything. But I don't agree with everything that's going on with that.
No.
Society is not racist.
If they want to criticize these police officers,
right,
they need to strap on a bulletproof vest and
get your ass out there and do it. Get your ass out there
and tell me you wouldn't shoot a dude who was reaching into a car after he had fought with you and been tased.
It doesn't matter what damn color they are. I don't care.
Hell to the no.
And that's what I wish people would realize is that society is not racist, period.
That's another news thing.
It is
because
not.
Because you go on the news, you see the articles.
You're scared.
White cop shoots unarmed black man.
Right.
They make it about race. They want division because as long as we're fighting with each other,
we're not
coming together and fighting against them.
They're winning.
We're over here bickering and bickering and bickering, and they're over here with their hands in the honey pot. And we
taking
gotta wake
all
up
that
and
money.
See that. We got it. We have to rise
we have
above
to
it.
Wake up.
Okay.
And see that.
I'm not saying there are not racists in this country.
And I'm not saying there's bad people. Cops.
Correct.
I mean, there's
bad apples in every profession.
Definitely. But this shit they're making a big deal about
it. The percentage of them is not as great as the news is making them out to be.
And here's the thing. You've got to stop watching the damn news.
Yes, stop.
Period.
Just stop.
Period.
Just stop.
Look up your information online.
Get it from Donald Trump. Get it from the press conferences.
Right.
That little press secretary he's got
is
a firecracker.
She is. I love her.
Is a Kayleigh McEnany?
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
I'm sure you don't listen to this podcast, but shout out, girl. You are a firecracker.
Yes.
Please don't ever leave.
Please don't.
Swear.
You were the best thing that could have happened to him. I'm telling you.
She is amazing.
Because
love you.
Because she is
Andrew
him.
Binder.
She is him. But as a woman, and is professional about it. And
they can't mess with her.
Exactly.
They try, but she turns the table.
Exactly.
She's a wicked, wicked, wicked DJ.
Yes.
Turning the tables on her.
Yes. I love it.
Okay,
let's
talk about, and this is from thewhitehouse.gov,
okay?
Legit. This
is
what Trump has done just of September of 18th. Let's just preface this with saying, this is me. I'm just telling you, I believe that the left, the liberals, the elite, whoever you want to call them, created this pandemic to tank Trump's year before his election, okay? So they caused this mass pandemic. They shut everything down. They shut down businesses. The stock market tanks. People are out of work. People are relying on welfare. People are relying on food stamps. They're relying on the stimulus checks. Some of those people are more likely to go left because now they're relying on the government. Okay, so you have all of this chaos and this pandemonium created right before an election. And then now they're talking about all the mail-in voting and all that nonsense.
Oh, don't even get started on that.
Oh, my God. So, all of that to say, just consider that this is all before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay? Before the pandemic hit, his unemployment rate is the lowest it has been.
Lowest.
Stock market was the highest it had been. You know,
our little
measly 401k had been growing like nothing else.
Ours too.
So here we go. This is Trump's accomplishments as of September of 18, which is, I guess, the last they've updated. They've been a little busy. So almost 4 million jobs created.
Mm-hmm.
More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history.
Okay.
Created more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're growing at the fastest rate in more than 3 decades. Economic growth last quarter, which would have been the middle of 2018, June. Economic growth was 4.2%. New unemployment claims recently hit a 49-year low.
What?
Median household income has hit highest level ever recorded.
What?
African American unemployment has recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded.
Holy
Hispanic
shit.
American unemployment is at the lowest rate ever recorded. Asian American unemployment recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Women's unemployment recently hit the lowest rate in 65 years, which we haven't been in the workforce, I don't think, but for 65
mm-hmm.
years. Youth unemployment has recently hit the lowest rate in nearly half a century. Lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for Americans without a high school diploma. So we're saying you can even get a job without finishing high school. Under his administration, veterans unemployment recently reached its lowest rate in nearly 20 years. Almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps since the election. The Pledge to America's Workers has resulted in employers committing to train more than 4 million Americans. 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future, the highest ever. Retail sales surged last month, up another 6% over the year. He signed the biggest package of tax cuts and reforms in history. After tax cuts, over $300 billion poured back into the U.S. in the first quarter alone. As a result of the tax bill, small businesses will have the lowest top marginal tax rate in more than 80 years.
Wow.
He helped win the U.S. bid for the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, helped win U.S. Mexico Canada's United bid for 2026 World Cup.
Keep going.
Opened up ANWR and approved Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines. Record number of regulations unlimited. And enacted regulatory relief for community banks and credit unions. Obamacare individual mandate penalty gone. You remember when you
didn't have health care and you got fined?
His administration is providing more affordable health care options for Americans through association health plans and short-term duration plans.
Obamacare was
a joke. The FDA approved more affordable generic drugs than ever before in history. And this was in 2018, guys.
Yeah.
He just signed another bill fighting big pharma, as he calls it, lowering prescription rates for Americans 50 to 70%, guys. My husband just got started on a blood pressure medicine, and I went to go pick it up. A 90-day supply cost me 47 cents.
Shh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I spent $15 on mine.
Yeah.
For a month.
Really? Mm. But it's coming down. Like, I can imagine probably 10 years ago, you would have paid 70, 80.
I'm not complaining about that.
15's not bad.
Because I have, in my past life, I have gone to the pharmacy and they've told me a number and I've been like,
what? I can't do that.
I can't do that. You just go on and put that back on the shelf.
Right.
Because I got to drive on off.
Okay. Reform the Medicare program to stop hospitals from overcharging low-income seniors on their drugs. Saving seniors hundreds of millions of dollars this year alone. Secured $6 billion in new funding to fight the opioid epidemic. Reduced high-dose opioid prescriptions by 16% during his first year in office. Signed the VA Choice and VA Accountability Act. Expanded VA telehealth services, walk-in clinics, and some day urgent primary and mental health care. Increased our coal exports by 60%. U.S. oil production recently reached an all-time high. Natural gas exporter for the first time since 1957, withdrew the United States from the job-killing Paris Climate Accord. Everybody wanted to act like that was a bad thing for us. It's been an amazing thing for us.
Amazing.
Canceled the illegal anti-coal so-called clean power plan. Mm. Secured record $700 billion in military funding. NATO allies are spending $69 billion more on defense. Confirmed.
It's a lot.
I mean, it goes on and on, guys.
It keeps going.
Let's see the really good ones here. It issued executive order to keep open Guantanamo Bay. Good. Those animals need to be separated.
Yes.
Concluded a historic U.S.-Mexico trade deal to replace NAFTA, and negotiations with Canada are underway as we speak. Reached a breakthrough agreement with the EU to increase U.S. exports. Impose tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum to protect our security. Impose tariffs on China in response to China's forced technology transfer, intellectual property theft, and their chronically abusive trade practices. What he's saying is you will be punished if you treat us unfairly.
Right.
Right? Has any other president ever done that?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think
everybody
so.
Else has been
all
they're
in China's back pocket.
Right. And they're all in the back.
And we have
and he's not
building the wall is his final one. And guys, y'all can say what you want about that. That is not just about immigration.
No.
It is about drugs coming across our border. Right. Really bad drugs. Okay? Right. And
all your I don't even know how to say it because opioids. That's bad shit.
It's bad.
All that bad shit.
With fentanyl
fentanyl and all that stuff. It's killing people. It's taking over people. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. So it's not just about taking people away from their families and their kids.
It's not about that at all.
It's first of all, if
it's
you're not here
legally,
then you should, first of all, why are you even here? Because if you're here illegally, you don't need to be working. You don't need food stamps.
Right.
And those are the ones that are getting away with this shit. And I'm sorry. And if you don't agree with it, whatever.
Right.
So I don't care.
Right.
But that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Just do it
and
the right way.
And it's not just drugs. It's human trafficking.
Right.
Too.
That's a big thing.
What did they call it? The largest transport of people is through the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah.
Illegally, because guys. We're talking about people stealing children or adults.
Who's going to break into Mexico?
Slavery or sex slavery.
Who's going to break into Mexico? Yay! Isn't that off that movie with the Millers?
Yeah.
And they're like, he's all worried about it when they're getting into Mexico, and she's like,
nobody's going to break into Mexico.
We broke into Mexico. Like, we made it. We made it. Like, no. So,
yes. He has had a lot of accomplishments.
Yes.
I didn't even name them all, guys.
No. That is from September of 18. Yeah.
Okay?
It's 2020.
He's done so much more since then. The human trafficking stuff he has enacted since then has been amazing. There have been more human traffickers caught during his presidency than the past 10 presidents combined.
And then another thing is you've heard since Gaylene, is that how you say her? Maxwell. Since she's been locked up, there have been more kids found in sex trafficking since she's been locked up.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, I want to. We'll finish off with just this one more thing on our Trump rampage or whatever you want to call it. Our eye opening here.
We are.
So woke. The number one defense that I hear of people say, "Well, Trump is a racist."
Yeah.
He's such a racist.
He's such a racist.
And I say, why?
Why?
Why is he a racist?
Why?
But they don't know.
They can't tell you.
They don't know.
They don't.
And so,
because that's what the news tells them.
Right.
That's all they know.
So I found this video kind of circulating. I don't remember if it was on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. But I just happened to stumble upon it and I watched it. And it was this group of African-American men and women sitting in an office with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, "You are the best president for us." Sorry, y'all. We've been drinking
We
some
have
calls.
Been drinking.
You are the best president for black people since Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
totally passing Obama, okay? Mm-hmm. Just totally bypassed him.
Passed everybody. Bush, right. Clinton, everybody.
Asked him if they could pray for him.
Yeah.
And it was really inspiring. And then, like, they went outside and took pictures together and everything. And I never saw anything about it on the news.
Right? Not going to.
So, again, I went to the White House website.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a transcript of the meeting. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really, long. Really long. But this was back in February. And Trump opens with saying, you know, thank you. We're here with some of the black leaders of our country, people that are highly respected and done a fantastic job. They've done opportunity zones, criminal justice reform, things that we didn't even think were possible. He talks about Alice King. And then, okay, he says he wants to introduce them. He says, I want to start with myself. We want to introduce everybody. My name is Donald Trump, and I'm the President of the United States. And it says, participants, 4 more years. 4 more years. And it says he laughs. And, okay, so we have comedian Terrence Williams. And I am sitting next to the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. Yes.
Love Terrence Williams.
We have Andrew Stanton King, founder of American King Foundation, recently pardoned by the greatest president ever. We have Pastor Daryl Scott from Cleveland, Ohio. He's part of Black Voices for Trump. Mr. Andre Berto, two-time world champion, here with my man Jack Bauer to support Trump, and we're here to make great things happen. Mr. Little, it's truly an honor. You truly are the best president since Abraham Lincoln.
Ben.
This is Mark Little. He's the chairman of the board of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education run by Star Parker. And then we have Scott Turner. He serves as the executive director for the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. It's a hard word. We got Rob Smith, America's favorite black gay Republican. We have Brooke Rollins. Let's see. Deneen Borelli with Black Voices for Trump and Women for Trump.
I mean, just keep going.
Jared Kushner.
Katrina
Pearson, senior advisor.
I mean,
Stacey Washington. And then let's see.
Okay,
so I think that's the introduction.
Yeah.
And then there was this other part. He says, Mr. Level says, can we all say a prayer with you before we leave? And he says, yes, go ahead. 1 second, we'll do this.
I love that.
May I just say, this is another Miss Richardson. May I say one thing that you did ask 4 years ago? What the hell do we have to lose? But if we don't vote right this time, we're going to have a hell of a whole lot to lose. I just want to say that.
Yes.
And the participants say, make sure you vote right
so you won't
get left. I just got chills.
I got chills through that because that's so true.
Yeah. And the president says, you're going to have a lot. This could be overturned easily. We need that 4 years because, mm-hmm. you know, I say it's like a tree. Mm-hmm. You plant it, but it takes a while to grab root. When mm-hmm. this grabs root, they're not going to be able to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brewer says, I don't want to interrupt, but I got to fade in because this is Black History Month. Man, you're the first black president. So Mr. Level mm-hmm. prays for President Trump. He says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for this group holding up the arms of this president, O God. A president who cares, not just for black folks, but for every American.
Yes.
We pray his health. We pray his strength. We thank you, O God, by the power of your Holy Spirit that you're protecting him. You're protecting his family and you're filling him. And we thank you for what you have done and what you have yet to do through this, your vessel, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I mean, they... I mean, look, this is cute.
I mean, I have...
You see, this is cute.
Inaudible. Because they're not allowed to...
Oh, maybe it's question. Question inaudible. They couldn't hear it. And he was talking about the press.
Oh, okay.
Press being really
out of line. I got chills from literally from head to toe.
I know. It's amazing.
It's amazing. And that's what's really sad is we just need y'all to realize you don't hear about that kind of stuff.
Because they don't want you to
because
hear about it.
Because they don't want you to hear about it.
Because it would make Trump look good,
right.
And that ruins their plan.
Right. It ruins their plan,
Open your eyes. Do some research.
Yes.
Download DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo.
Download DuckDuckGo or make it as your internet browser.
Right.
It's going to be
another one
it's going to be
that
far less censored than Google will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because Google and you, like, if they're, those are all, they're all starting to take that stuff off, period. Because,
I mean, when I was looking through Donald Trump's Twitter earlier to try to find those tweets we were talking about, several of his tweets have been marked
like as,
unavailable or taken off or whatever. And it's just
most relevant comments have been deleted. You're like, why? I want to know what was said there. Because why was it deleted? And they're deleting them for stupid reasons.
Yep.
So it just goes to show. And the thing is they're putting it right in your face.
Right.
They're not hiding it anymore.
No, did you? Oh, can we talk real quick about the, what was the music awards the other night?
I did not watch it.
I didn't either, but did you see the pictures of Lady Gaga?
Nope.
She looks like a devil.
I'm sure, because she is. They're all Satan worshippers.
She looks like a devil.
First of all, I'm sorry. They're so all, you're not, all of them are
Satan.
But
like you're saying, she's not even hiding it anymore.
No, they're not.
It's just like, why
don't they? No, they don't. They put their music videos out there of all of that shit. You know, like I've heard a lot about Justin Bieber's new shit where he, there's like
Katy Perry.
You know, like there's pictures of kids being saying help me and being molested, and there's all this, and that's what's scary, is that they are putting this out there. There's symbols every damn where, you know, the whole Illuminati thing. Remember that zoo picture that I showed you of our zoo in the very front? Because I have been like really like looking at different symbols and stuff.
Been trying
and
to be observant. Kinda,
yeah,
that's the word I was trying to think of earlier.
Observant. Yes. So I've been like, you know, looking at that kind of stuff, and I keep seeing this eye everywhere.
It's the all-seeing eye,
the all-seeing eye, and it pops up everywhere in our city. And I saw it like in the front of our zoo, and I took a picture of it, and then we talked about it, and we Googled it, and it's the Egypt and the Egyptians, and so it's in your face. And the thing is, they're throwing it more and more and more and more in your face.
And do you think it's because they're trying to normalize it?
Yeah.
To where we don't even notice it anymore?
No, they're trying to create it to where it's just a one.
Or they're trying to recruit more people?
No.
Or?
I think they're just, they're trying to create one world government.
To finish their new world order.
Yeah, just to be like, hey, so when it happens, they can be like, we did everything. We put it all over the dollar bill. We put symbols out everywhere. We
tried
it's
to
not
warn
like
you.
It was a
coming.
Big thing. You know, I don't really know, but I definitely, and I guess it's. I mean, come on. I've lived here in Memphis my whole life.
Yeah.
Never been to the zoo. I can't even tell you how many freaking times. Like, there's no telling. Never thought about that stuff until I actually woke up and started to realize, like,
right.
I mean, I've been awake to all this coronavirus and Trump and all this stuff
for
months.
Do you think that was kind of your awakening?
Yeah.
When you started to kind of question that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing. Just question stuff, okay? Yeah. Don't take what they tell you.
Right.
As the word,
right?
Okay?
Because it's not.
Question it. Look
it's
into
not.
It.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
There's even like videos of this woman that was on a newscast and was talking about Trump trying to take control of everybody, and she says that's our job. That I mean, she specifically said that's our job.
Yes,
that's that.
She's like, he's out there trying to tell them what to think, and
that's
our job.
No, she didn't say it like that. She said he's out there trying to tell them what to think, and that's our job. So she. Like, tried to say it quietly.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
she, was, like,
it,
flipping
she
her
wasn't,
papers,
yeah, she
yeah.
wasn't like, and that's our
that's
job.
That's our job.
It was maybe not supposed to be on there, is really what it is.
Right.
And then you start looking at more of that documentary, and you start to see more of how they try and control you. And yeah, that was definitely my, yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah. Mine was probably, like, the whole pedophilia thing.
Yeah.
There was a Facebook group that popped up that Jesse and I joined, and it kind of exposed, you know, all these people, all these celebrities and stuff on Epstein's flight logs and how rampant child trafficking is. And we either haven't known about it or have just been kind of turning a blind eye to
I think we've been turning a blind eye to it. Right. Because I feel like we've known about it. Here's the thing. People have been talking about it for years, including my husband. He's been trying to, he tried to tell me about it back years ago when it happened, and I just didn't want to hear it.
Right. Because you didn't want to,
I didn't want to accept it. Yeah.
No.
And now with everything going on, you're just like, I don't really know what it is, but yeah, it's so yeah, I think we just,
but
we
yeah,
just
you,
turned
you
a blind
look into
eye to
the,
it.
You start looking into the pedophilia, right?
Yeah.
And you see that all these people are involved, and then you get to the Clintons, right? And then
right.
the Clintons lead you to the Soros guy, and the,
yeah.
so you find out the Soros guy is behind
everything. This mug's got a hand in every damn
and
thing.
Then what, who else? John Podesta,
yeah,
and I know I mentioned the Clintons.
Oh, I can't stand John Podesta.
I know, such a scumbag.
Ugh.
But
I mean, he's got his hand in everything. He's got his hand in all the BLM and all the Antifa. I mean, all that shit.
Yes.
He's got it in. And
yes.
I just have to say one quick thing. And we will end it soon. Each one
we
of
got
us
to
are
go
like,
in.
One quick thing.
One quick thing. What is it?
Hashtag BLM is a joke.
Yes.
Now, by me saying that, I am not saying that black lives don't matter.
No, we are saying the organization.
The hashtag organization BLM is a joke. Y'all really think about it. Think about all that money that that organization has raised.
Right.
How much money has went to you?
Right. How much money has been poured back into the communities?
Right. Have you seen any difference in your community? No. Because that money's not going to you. It's going to that
old rich white guys, to
Biden and to
old rich white guys.
I mean, period. So just realize y'all going out there and causing chaos and burning shit down.
Yeah.
You're destroying your own shit, and they're not going to come help
they're
you fix
gonna
it.
They're not going to help you.
Period.
They don't have
you're
your
not
best
making
interest
a stand.
Heart.
You're not making a stand. Period. So, they do not have your best interests at heart. That's exactly right.
They don't.
They're trying to divide us.
Right.
Period.
Because what did I say earlier? The more we bicker at each other,
right. it
the
takes
less we
less
take.
Off of
right.
them.
Exactly. We're not focused on them.
And America is not
focus
racist.
Focus on them, guys.
Right.
Focus on them.
Focus
take your
on
eyes
them.
Off all this other little petty shit they keep throwing in our faces to
right.
try to divert our attention.
Right.
Open your eyes and look into the powers. Look into the 12 families.
Right.
Look into the 12
tree.
Families that own the world.
Yeah.
Not just the United States, but
the whole
world. Look into the Rothschilds that own the whole banking system of the world.
Yep.
Okay? You want to know who the corrupt people are? It's not these cops. It's
no.
not your average people. It's not
no.
me and Jesse.
No.
Those are the corrupt people.
Right.
Those
it's
are
not
the
your
people
president.
You need to be checking out. No, the president's trying to drain that shit.
He's trying to get your life back to where it should be.
Yep.
And y'all are trying to stop them because they're winning. But they think they're winning.
They think
they're
winning.
Not winning. But they
we're
think
the silent
winning.
Majority. Like I
right.
was telling Jesse earlier, all you see on TV are the rioters
right.
and the looters and stuff. But the silent majority is people like us going to work every day, picking their kids up from school,
right.
going to the pharmacy. That doesn't
right.
make good TV.
No.
That doesn't
my
make,
life is boring.
No, we're boring.
I'm
we're
boring.
Not good for TV.
Right.
But we are the silent majority.
Yep.
So make sure you get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Done. Vote.
Well, we got a little dark there.
We did. No, we got a little real.
We got real. But, you know, normally we're very lighthearted.
We
and
are.
Just kid mom stuff, but
it's 2020,
this is
bitches.
Real life, yeah. It's a new modern mom.
It's a new
mom. You thought we were unfiltered and uncensored before.
First of all, we've never been unfiltered. I have never been unfiltered.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you thought it was unfiltered before. You ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It won't always be like that, though. But we will have some where you have to deal.
It's just,
and who really knows what's to come in the future.
It's just become so obvious. Yeah. And it makes me so mad that they think we're so stupid. So I had to just get it out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to bring it back to the lighthearted side.
Right.
And we're going to do some what are you liking? Jesse, what are you liking?
Woo. So, I'm liking the fact that my kid's in school.
Woo!
Yes. And she's going to school, having no problems so far. Everything's going great. Kids are wearing their masks just fine, even though I'm not with it, but whatever.
Now, have y'all had any homework?
No.
Do you have homework at night?
Because here's the thing. Miss Papel does not agree with homework.
Oh, nice. I have never had one of those teachers.
I'm very fortunate.
I never have
she
one of those.
She said she will every now and then if she maybe feels like someone's struggling on something. She may do something like that. Okay. But other than that, she does not agree with homework.
Now, I will say our teacher does not send home written homework.
Yeah.
But they have so many tests every week that we have to study every night.
Yeah, we don't have tests or anything like that. So and then another thing I'm liking is
we got a twofer.
My podcast that I've been listening to, No Mercy.
Oh.
Which you know you love it too. They are amazing. I love everything about them. I cannot lie. When you first told me about them and my first episode that I listened to, I loved it towards the middle. Only because at the beginning, they were talking about all kinds of crazy stuff, which I've just learned is just who they are. That's just what they do.
Well, they bust like each other's balls. You have to like get the bullshit out of the way,
exactly,
right?
You know, and I didn't realize that at first. So I was a little hesitant, but then after that, I love them. I absolutely love everything about them. So shout out to No Mercy.
Yes.
We love y'all. I have learned so much from listening to y'all's podcast. Like,
really?
Listening to them in the past 2 weeks and listening to episodes they did back in March, I would have swore they would have just made the podcast last week.
You listen to stuff they released last year,
right?
And it's like they knew.
Right.
They knew what was about to go down.
And I love the fact that they knew that. And I love that they bust each other's ball. I just love everything about it. It makes me laugh. It makes me think. It makes me, like, while I'm driving down the road and I can't Google, it makes me want to Google or look something up, even though I can't and I don't, just to let y'all know. But I want to.
Right.
But that's what I like about them is that even though I can't, there's one of them, one of the guys, is Googling it or looking it up.
Yes.
To fact it. So I love that. And I can't lie, that's really been my obsession lately because they've really just opened my eyes. So
I love them too.
I do. So
I'm trying to find their Twitter handle so we can give them a proper shout out here.
Right. Well, you know, like Tommy G's been banned.
Yeah, so their main host, his name is Tommy G,
he's
on there with his brother, Kurt, who also goes by The Bod.
The Bod.
Actually, I just saw him. The Bod, at The Bod No Mercy.
There you go.
Is his.
He's so funny. They bust his balls.
And then we have at Bob's Lessons.
Yes. Shout out Bob's Lessons. He's the one that's from Memphis, right?
Yeah, he's from Memphis.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys know that or not, but we're from Memphis.
Yes.
And we were listening to the podcast, and they were talking about, you know, he was talking about something, and he mentioned that there's a pyramid in his hometown. And I said, oh, my gosh, there's a pyramid in Memphis. And it used to be a
Concert.
Yeah, they would have
all
like basketball
stuff.
Games
yeah.
and stuff. And now it's a Bass Pro Shop, and he mentioned that. I was like, oh my God,
and
I
feel like in some of their recent posts, they have actually said Memphis.
Really?
You know, at first, he didn't want to say where he was from. But I feel like they've said that. But
yeah.
I could be wrong, but.
Okay, so We did him, Bob's Lessons. We did Kurt. Jim. At X Benjamin. Yes. J-A-M-M-I-N-X.
X.
So it's at X Benjamin X. And they always rag him about that Twitter handle. Okay, but the actual podcast is at No Mercy Podcast. So make sure you give them a follow. Yes. Tell them we sent you. Check them out and check out their podcast. They're really
so good.
Very eye-opening. Very. For sure.
Yes. Yeah. And you might not like everything they say, and they cuss a lot, but that's okay. You just listen to it when your kids aren't around. But yes. Really just listen when they're not bullshitting and busting each other's balls. Really listen to what they are saying, because it's no joke. Yes. Seriously. Yes. It's no joke. So
they got the truth.
They got the truth. So the truth. What? And there's not really anything I'm disliking, like, other than just all the bad shit that's going on. Like, I think I'm disliking everything everybody's disliking at this point. I dislike mask. I dislike my child having to wear a mask. I dislike 2020. I dislike
Nancy Pelosi.
That is, in my opinion, the damn Antichrist. I cannot, y'all know I'm a barber. Okay, I cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
My shit in Memphis was shut down for 3 months. Okay? Because of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
This girl lives where she lives. She is on up there, knows what the hell's going on in her city, goes and gets her damn hair done, and expects someone to apologize to her because they set her up. No. She is the Antichrist. Period. Period. And if she, we'll get into this next time, because this will be continued. We will do this again, and we will talk about.
Should we call it conspiracy moms?
If they ban us for something like this, or, you know, we'll do what we have to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, what I was telling Jesse earlier.
I just feel
we were talking about whether or not we should talk about this stuff.
Right.
Because we don't.
I was saying that.
Right. She was a little hesitant to.
Which is really weird, because normally I would be the one to be like, hell yeah, let's talk about this. And she would be the one to be like, no.
But we flipped the script, right?
We did.
I know. Jackson.
Yeah. So, what were you saying? You were talking about how.
I don't remember.
We were talking about earlier.
What were we talking about? Oh my gosh.
How earlier when we were talking about how I was worried about doing this, and how you were I don't give a shit.
We were talking about it, and she was like, "What, you know, what if they take the podcast down
right.
or whatever?" And I'm like, "We could just make a new one."
Right.
We're this not is America. Come on.
It's America. We can do whatever we want to do.
That's right.
And we're allowed to have our own opinion. And if you don't agree with it, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Right. You don't have to agree with everything we say.
We don't.
You can think we're crazy. That's fine.
That's fine. I mean, a lot of people think, a lot of conspiracy theorists are crazy.
I used to be that.
But I don't know if I used to be that way. I've always kind of been on the...
No, I used to think they were crazy.
Yeah.
But then, you know what I found out? And I did not mean for us to get into this again. That's
so
funny.
I know.
But we were just both so fired up.
I know.
The CIA actually invented the term conspiracy theorist or conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they did it to discredit anyone who would question otherwise.
Right.
Right. So what does that tell you? I'm just saying.
Right.
Just throwing that out.
The CIA is corrupt as shit. But anyways. Anyway, so let's not
won't get back into
what is your,
so you're like a No Mercy, check them out,
check
at
them
No Mercy
out.
Pod
yes.
cast, and you can get them wherever I think you listen to your podcast. Not Spotify, but you can get them on Apple Podcasts,
right,
and I think a lot of other
and a
podcasts.
Lot of others yes
yeah.
Okay, anyways,
so I I'll tell you what, I'm gonna do mine in reverse.
Okay.
I am not liking Big Brother this year.
Mm.
Okay. We need to talk about that in a future episode.
We will.
I'm a little farther along than you, so
you are.
I won't spoil anything.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say, you guys have been following along, and you know we love our Big Brother. If you guys have been watching Big Brother, tell me what you think, but this is what I think. We have a season of quote unquote all stars, okay? But so far, all I've seen them do is run around and be scared. And they all talk about making big
poor
moves.
Poor me, poor me.
But they don't make big moves.
Right. See, I haven't, okay, so we need to stop there because I haven't seen anything like that. I'm not as far as you in that. But so next time we talk about it.
You said you were at episode 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same shit over and over.
I'm just tired of hearing poor me, poor me, poor me.
Yeah, that too. All the social justice warrior stuff.
And here's the thing. I can tell you, since I have become awake to all of this, I can tell a lot of this is scripted.
Yes.
Or they are... It's what they want you to see.
Right.
So,
in the case of Big Brother, I mean, they're in there 24 hours a day. So they chose the 2 minutes of the day that they have this conversation.
Right.
And they're like, ooh, that would get us ratings.
Exactly. So it's I don't like that. And that, crazy. I never, watching it last year, I would have never said anything like that. I would have thought this is real as real can be. And it really is real. But the thing is that they're just picking.
Is this who you were talking about?
Yes.
Oh, I follow him.
You don't follow him? You do?
No, I don't, but I am now.
You are now. He's great. I follow him on Facebook.
Okay.
Now I'm following him on Twitter. But we're talking about Terrence K. Williams.
Terrence
He's great.
I can't believe I've had 117 views on my Twitter, on my Trump Twitter video.
Love it.
Where he had that mic drop. But not one love. Not one heart.
Just likes.
Okay, well, so that's what I'm disliking.
Sorry to interrupt your dislike.
Big Brother this season.
I agree.
Feel like it's kind of a letdown. I'm just going to show you this. And you need to get back on this account because this is where I have all my shit tagged.
I mean, am I not on that account?
No,
like,
it was
what
like,
am I
it
on?
It was like at Jessica and a bunch of numbers. We're trying to get Jessie back on Twitter.
Sorry, okay. I've...
What I am liking is Archer. I've been watching it again lately because I had done some research and I swear to y'all, it said that season 10 was going to be the final season, right?
Yeah.
And so they had the season.
Yeah.
It ended.
I haven't even watched it.
It even ended with like this montage of like all the other seasons. And I'm crying because I'm like, this is it. This is the final Archer.
And I love Archer.
And then they come out and say they're having another season. But now I'm reading like this is their last season. So I'm like, oh, God, I have to go through all these emotions again.
Okay.
But I've been watching it because the new season premieres September 16th.
Oh, wow.
So I went back and I did. I mean, if y'all know me, I've watched The Office probably 15 times.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
Yeah.
I just like watch it on repeat. And then I've done, you know, Parks and Rec, I think, three different times. I've done Arrested Development two or three times.
That's what I'm on, is Arrested Development.
She's on Arrested... So, I'm watching Arrested Development again.
I'm on, my third time now.
I think I'm on my third time, but this time, I'm writing down all the times I see a cameo from an actor in The Office.
Okay.
In season two, there were, like, 3 or 4 different Office characters and they would only have like one line. It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But so I have to like watch it.
Yeah.
Like I can't just
have it
watch
on
it while I'm doing something. Yeah, because their little cameos are so quick. So it's taking me a little bit. So I'm doing Arrested Development when I can focus all of my time on it. And then when I just need, you know, something on, I'm watching my Archer.
Right.
And I just love it.
I do too.
So funny and like phrasing.
I love it. I just, my problem is I can't have it on in the background because I have a 4-year-old.
You can't have it on around kids, hell to
right.
the no.
So,
hell to the
I
no.
just put it on either Arrested Development or Bob's Burgers. But really, it's been Arrested Development lately. So.
I finished my Bob's Burger blanket. Did I tell you?
Yeah,
that?
I saw it.
I finished my Bob's Burger blanket.
And I told her to make me one.
I told her to give me 3 years.
And that's fine.
I'll wait 3 years. We'll still be friends then.
That's right. I'll wait.
Okay,
don't worry,
guys.
I'll wait.
Well, I hope y'all have enjoyed this podcast. I hope it's enlightened you a little bit.
I hope so.
And just stay tuned because you never know what we're going to talk about. Did y'all ever think we would talk about the stuff we did today?
No. I'm sure they didn't.
No.
I'm sure their mind is blown.
I didn't either. either. I didn't think we'd talk about it.
I even texted her last night and was like, are you sure we want to do this?
And what I send you might drop. Yep. Just
I mean, do I knew it. I knew I was okay with it. I was just wondering if she, because I know we're, you know, if so, if she's okay with this, then the shit is real.
Right.
Okay? So, just saying.
I'm very
so
protective.
We hope y'all really enjoyed it. And we hope your eyes opened.
Right. I just want to enlighten you guys.
We're not.
To start questioning things.
Right.
I want you to stop watching the news and reading these news
articles. Stop battling people.
And taking it word for word because it's slanted.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just plain false.
Right.
So do your own research.
Please.
Hit us up. Let us know what you found out, if anything.
You like it, you don't like it.
Yeah. Let us know if you like, if you don't like, if you want us to keep going with it. Or please stop and go back to talking about school and schedules and life. What? No? No, don't do that.
Maybe that. Nobody wants to hear about the boring life.
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we kind of kicked ass today.
I feel like we've kicked ass today, too.
Yeah.
We'll see. I guess we'll see how it branches off.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
no.
We haven't been deplatformed yet. So, we're at Modern Moms Pod on Twitter, Modern Moms Podcast on Facebook. You can email us at modernmomspod@gmail.com. If you've been deplatformed and can't get on Twitter or Facebook.
Right.
Let us know. Do let us know how your school stuff is going.
Right. We're still interested in that. We're still moms.
For sure.
We still have real life shit going on.
For sure. So, we want to know what's going on
in
your life.
We want to do it all. So.
Right. And we will see you soon.
Bye. You know, man.